بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. With me, Atta, the host of this program, Sheikh Karimi, who is over here to talk about today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah and thank you for having me.
So how are you doing, brother?
Alhamdulillah.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, today's question asked, it is said that the deeds of the month or deeds in general are presented to Imam al-Mahdi. What does it mean exactly? Na'uza billah, Imam al-Mahdi is not God, that our acts be presented to him. But what do we mean when we say our deeds are presented to him?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So we have this concept known as ardul a'mal, the fact that our deeds are presented through the angels to the Prophet and the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So this is the first point, that it's not only Imam Mahdi alayhi as-salam. We believe that the deeds are presented to the Prophet and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And it's not only a Shi'i belief. I will mention some Sunni narrations also referring to the same point. And before that, there is a very clear verse, ayah in the Quran, referring to this notion. And that is chapter At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 105. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَقُلْ اِعْمَلُوا. Say, go on working. Do your deeds. فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ. Allah will see your deeds, your conduct. But not only Allah. وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Your sins, your deeds are seen by God, by His Messenger, and the believers, الْمُؤْمِنُونَ.
All right.
So, what does it mean? I mean, we know that Allah is, seeing our actions.
All seeing, that's right.
Yeah. And so another question is that, what about the Prophet? And some may argue that it is referring to the time of the Prophet, that he was witnessing the deeds of his companions. But this is not the case, because it is also referring to future. فَسَيَّرَ اللَّهُ. Even in the future, your deeds are seen by the Prophet, even after the Prophet. And not only the Prophet, the believers.
Yes.
So we need to refer to the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt to come to realize what this notion of seeing the deeds by the Prophet and by the Imams mean.
All right.
So there are many narrations in this regard. For example, in Basair al-Darajat, Sheikh Safar has collected about more than 80 narrations referring to the concept of ardul amal, presentation of the deeds, to the Prophet and to the Imams. As I mentioned, first of all, it's not limited to the Imam of the time that we are talking about in our time. Some narrations refer to the fact that even in our time, our deeds are presented to the Prophet.
All right.
So for sure here, we are not referring to the Prophet in the physical form, so he has passed away. But being in the world of Barzakh, based on the conditions of the realm of Barzakh, he is able to see and witness our actions.
Okay.
So let me share some narrations regarding the Prophet.
And for sure, even the souls of the Prophets and the Imams after their demise is living in Barzakh now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is for sure.
It's not so far, so that their soul was purified, it is close to realm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
no,
or behind
no.
Barzakh?
Whoever passes away, they are living the time in the world
Barzakh.
Of Barzakh.
All right.
And now the question is that, are the people who passed away able to have a kind of connection to people in this world?
All right.
Then the answer is that it depends on the status of their soul. Some people, like the prophets, are prophet, the imams, because of the lofty status of their soul, they can have, any kind of connection to this world, not in the physical form, of course.
All right.
The believers, in terms of their actions, their status, they may also be able to have some connections to this world.
Okay.
And that is why you see that sometimes people see through dreams the people who have passed away, and they receive some true news, and so on and so forth.
All right.
So, for example, the narrator says that I asked Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam that an al-a'mal hal yu'radu ala Rasulullah, are the actions presented to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family? قال ما فيه شك. The Imam says that there is no doubt about that. أرأيت قول الله تعالى اعملوا فسيرى الله عملكم ورسوله والمؤمنون. So the Imam is referring to this verse that I quoted earlier, that this verse is referring to the fact that our actions are presented to the Prophet.
All right.
Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam said, إِنَّ الْأَعْمَالُ تُعْرَضُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. All the actions are presented to the Prophet, أَبْرَارَهَا وَفُجَّارَهَا, whether the deeds of good people or the bad people.
Okay.
A person asked Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, Sama'a narrated that Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, ما لكم تسوؤون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. So it's many years after the demise of the Prophet, but Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said to some of his companions that, why do you make the Prophet upset? فقال له رجل كيف نسوؤه. A person asked, I mean, we are not living in his time, we are not able to see him, how we are able to make him upset? فقال أما تعلمون أن أعمالكم تعرض عليه. Do you not know that your actions are presented to him? That is the Prophet. فَإِذَا رَأَ فِيهَا مَعْسِيَةً سَاءَهُ ذَلِكَ. When he sees, the Prophet sees some acts of disobedience committed by you, then he's getting upset. فَلَا تَسُوءُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. So do not make him upset. وَسَرُّهُ. Try to make him happy.
That's right.
So these are only few narrations talking about the fact that our actions are presented to the Prophet.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay, and he passed away. So what about Imam al-Mahdi, who is alive now?
Okay. Now I will talk about the fact that it's not only the Prophet. The next imams, also we have some narrations that our actions are presented to them living in the world of Barzakh. And then we will come to the narrations about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam as well.
Okay.
So, for example, as I mentioned, the verse reads, فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Your deeds are seen by Allah, by the Prophet, and by the believers. Now, there are many narrations referring to the fact that al-mu'minun in this verse is referring to the imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked about this verse, what does al-mu'minun mean? And he said, هُمُ الْأَئِمَّةِ. They are the imams of the Ahlul Bayt. In another narration, the Imam said, "Nahnuhum, we are the mu'minun, the believers," mentioned in this verse. Buraid al-Ajli says that I asked Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam about the verse, "Fasayyara Allahu amalakum wa rasuluhu wal mu'minun." Qal iyana ana. The verse is referring to us. And another narration says, "Huwa Rasulullah wal a'imma tu'radu alayhim a'malu al-ibad kull khamis." Now, when it comes to the quality and howness of this presentation, or Adad al-A'mal, the narration also refers to some details. For example, according to this narration, the deeds are presented to the Prophet and the Imams of the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam every Thursday.
Okay.
Kull khamis. In another narration, Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam was told by one of his companions that أدعو الله لي ولأهل بيتي. Please pray for me and for my family members. This is very interesting narration. The Imam says, أولست أفعل والله إن أعمالكم لتعرض علي في كل يوم وليلة. Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam said that, do you think that I'm not praying for you and for your family members? By God, your actions, so Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam is talking about his time, the time that he's alive, he says that your actions are presented to me every day and night.
Mm-hmm.
The narrator says, فَاسْتَعْزَمْتُ ذَلِكَ. I was surprised. It was, surprising for me to, this claim was great for me to accept. But the Imam said that this is mentioned in the Quran, that فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Again, another narration, a companion tells Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam about the verse, and the Imam said, مَا مِن مُؤْمِنٍ يَمُوتْ وَلَا كَافِرٍ فَيُوضَعُ فِي قَبْرِهِ حَتَّى يُعْرَضَ عَمَلُهُ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى عَلِيٍ. Every person who passes away, whether a believer or a disbeliever, as soon as they are put in the grave, their actions are presented to the Prophet and the Imam Ali alayhi salam. So these are some narrations referring to the fact that all the actions that we do, whether good or bad, they are presented to the prophets, to the imams, and also to the imam of the time. Because Imam Rida alayhi salam says regarding his time that your actions are presented to me.
Mm-hmm.
So through a God-given knowledge, Imam is able to know about the actions, deeds done by the people.
All right. So is it significant that truly the prophets and the infallible imams know about our deeds? I mean, does it have any effect in our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shaykh?
There are reasons why we have this concept of Ardatul Ahmal.
Uh-huh.
So one point is that the Imams of the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam are what we call the true guides of the people after the Prophet. And also we have two kinds of hidayah or guidance. One is legislative and the other is creative. And for the Imams of the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam to be able to do al-hidayah takwiniya, the creative guidance, they need to know the details of the actions of the people. This is one point.
Mm-hmm.
The other point is that when we realize that our actions are witnessed, are seen by the Prophet and the Imams, it may give us a kind of motivation to refrain from committing sins, because we feel ashamed before the Prophet and the Imams to realize that, for example, I claim to be a lover of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, but through my actions, I'm going to, make him upset, mm-hmm. like every week, for example. Or I claim to be the lover of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, but through my actions, I'm making him upset. If I realize that this is a true concept, the concept of Ardul Amal, it gives me a feel of, shame to be away from committing sins. And the other point is that the other good point for Ardul Amal is that for good people, when they commit some sins and the deeds are presented to the Prophet and the Imams, there is a good chance that the Prophet and the Imams would do istighfar on our behalf and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
do the shafa maybe, isn't it?
Yeah.
This session.
Just one last point, that when it comes to the times of Ardul Amal, we have different narrations in this regard, like every morning, every night, on Monday, on Thursday, mm-hmm. The beginning of each month, when a person is put in the grave. So they may refer to different types of presentation and different times. For example, the actions during the day are presented at night. The actions from night to the morning are presented on the morning. The actions of the week on Monday or Thursday, and then all the actions of the month at the beginning of the month, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Shaykh Karimi, for a nice elaboration. The Hujjah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam As is alive. He is passing life in major occultation, and he is an eyewitness to all our actions beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you very much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you.
Please.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن. الحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن